Okay. Well, did you in your home you lived
in?
I did.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, what did you call the thing over the fireplace that you might?
Mantelpiece.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that the logs rest on?
Fire dogs.
Okay. And how would you go about starting a fire if you had to start a fire in there? Just tell me what you do.
I would first get some splinters and little jibbles of paper, and then a match, and just have my wood placed crosswise on the, in the fireplace, and then strike the match and let it burn.
Okay, that's fine. And what do you call the place with rods and hangers that you hang your clothes in? That's built in, it's sort of like a little room off a room.
Coat hangers.
Well, yeah, what do you call the little thing that you say go put your coat in the...
Hat rack.
No, I'm talking about like in a bedroom, there's usually a built-in thing that you open up and there's a rod and it has hangers in it. What do you call that place?
Closet rail, I reckon.
Okay, or I'm talking about the whole thing as to what the...
Oh, the closet.
Closet, okay. Mm-hmm. And what would you call one that's not built in like that, but it's a piece of furniture that you could...
Ship around.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call outside the house, the boards on the outside that...
Cribs.
No, I'm talking about the boards on the outside of the house that overlap each other all over the outside of the house. Like you have a brick house and wooden houses. What do you call the outside part of it? You know, where the boards overlap?
Planks.
Okay.
Boards, planks.
Okay, would you ever call them like weather boards?
Weather boards, right.
Okay. And what do you call... a covered area at the front or the side of a house where you might put some chairs.
Porch.
Okay. And do you remember any other names that you might ever call something like that? Or like if it was on a real, real big house with columns or something like that, what would you call it then? Would you still call it a porch? Or?
I guess I would.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A screened-in porch, now we call them,
Okay.
In Georgia.
And what do you call a real small porch that lots of times it doesn't have a roof? It might be like in the back, just
a real... A stoop.
Okay. Uh-huh. And what do you call the... Now, Do you know much about farming and such? Or,
yes, I do.
Since you, I guess you did, sure. Now, what did you call a little small fenced area next to a barn where the cows, you put the cows before
lot,
you?
A lot. No. A lot.
Okay, well, where you close them before milking, would you call
it? A little stall or a little barn.
I'm talking about outside the barn, a special place for milking the cows. Did you have one of those? Or?
I would call it a shelter in my day.
Uh-huh.
We'd call it the little cow lot, and we'd put the cow in the shelter then, but they have a much more modern a name for it now.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what about, have you heard of like a cow pen, not a cow pen, but a milk gap or something like that? Have you ever heard called something like that?
Yes, I believe I have.
But you just say the shelter.
We would just say put the cow in the shelter.
Okay.
You know.
Uh huh.
That's why my mother.
It was out in a field or something, and you want to milk it. Was there a special place there where you might milk a cow out in the field or something like that?
No. If you had a tame cow, you'd just carry a little bucket of corn and something like that. You could just set it down.